Thank you so much. It is time for The Good Stuff with Kim and Mike Burge. What a delight and an honor to be with you for just a few moments.
Hey, don't forget all of the events going on at the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo. I can't list them all here, but you can go to blackhillsstockshow.com and find that list and ticket information. One thing I can tell you about, Ian Munsey concert coming up on February 7th. There's still some tickets available for that. And going to be Colby Acuff is going to be along with him there as well. And don't forget the Ranch Rodeo comes up February 4th. Bronx, bulls, horses, roping, rodeo, art show. It's all there at blackhillsstockshow.com.
And let's talk Tri-State Livestock News while we're talking good things. Tri-State Livestock News is packed with insight on all things agriculture. Your morning routine just got a lot richer if you have one of these editions sitting on your kitchen table. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News in Belle Fourche, South Dakota. Visit TSLN.com.
I've got a couple of driving tips for you today from the Wandering Mind category.
Oh, okay.
Teach a child to be polite and courteous in the home, and when he grows up, he'll never be able to merge his car onto the freeway. And I found that in big cities, when I try to keep a safe distance behind the car in front of me, cars keep crowding in, and I keep dropping back. And pretty soon, I'm back to where I started from.
Oh, no.
So, anyway, go ahead. What do you got for us today?
Well, I'm going to throw a little Valentine piece in here. You let me know how many points this guy gets for Valentine, how romantic he is. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest. I met this guy. He asked me out for Valentine's Day. We went to a free dog show. Romantic, right? But I was cool with it because I do like animals. But then we saw my aunt and grandma there, and he insisted on hanging out with them the entire time. Then he asked me to drive him to the store. When we went in, he grabbed a teddy bear, fake flowers, and some groceries. We got to the checkout line, and he asked me to pay for it because he forgot his money. And then he handed me the plastic bag with the fake flowers and the bear and said, "Here you go. Happy Thanksgiving Day." Most romantic date ever.
Ooh.
I don't think there was a rest of the story, though. It's not like they've, you know, it's 30 years. They've been married 30 years now. I think that was kind of a wrap.
Do you have something else like that to share?
I think I maybe do. My mother's birthday is on Valentine's Day. When she and my dad started dating, they were both living in Toronto, Ontario, in Canada. They had a date planned to celebrate Mom's birthday. Dad was a couple hours late, which made Mom pretty angry. When he finally arrived, she told him as much from the top of the stairs to her flat. He responded by saying that he had something for her. Her response was, "Throw it up here." So he did. It was an engagement ring. They married in Niagara Falls in September of 1952. The reception overlooked the falls. They were married for 60 years.
Oh, well, 60 years, that is a pretty phenomenal thing.
That is. Very amazing story. And she goes, "Well, what have you got?" And he tossed it up the stairs.
Can I tell you about a couple other wandering thoughts?
Sure.
Okay, think about this for a second. How can there be self-help groups? Is that a group activity? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Self-help group. That's a really good point. Yeah. We'll have to work on that.
Show me a man with both feet firmly on the ground, and I'll show you a man who can't get his pants off. Is it me, or do buffalo wings taste like chicken?
Okay, I like it. That's funny. That'll work. Very good.
Wandering thoughts here.
Kay Nelson sent this, and maybe someone is grieving and would find peace listening to this. It's written by Henry Scott Holland, who lived from 1847 to 1918, and it brought me comfort, and I thought you might like it too. "I am waiting for you. Death is nothing at all. It does not count. I have only slipped away into the next room. Nothing has happened. Everything remains exactly as it was. I am I, and you are you. And the old life that we lived so fondly together is untouched, unchanged. Whatever we were to each other, that we are still. Call me by my old familiar name. Speak of me in the easy way which you always used. Put no difference into your tone. Wear no forced air of solemnness or sorrow. Laugh as we always laughed at the little jokes that we enjoyed together. Play, smile, think of me, pray for me. Let my name be ever the household word that it always was. Let it be spoken without the effort, without the ghost of a shadow upon it. Life means all that it ever meant. It is the same as it ever was. There is absolute and unbroken continuity. What is this death but a negligible accident? Why should we be out of mind? Because I am out of sight. I'm waiting for you for an interval, somewhere very near, just around the corner. All is well."
And if you have something to share with The Good Stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.